I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May said her country was working with its allies to assess whether Syrian President Bashar Assad's government was behind Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on rubble-held Douma.
If this is the responsibility of the Assad regime, then it is another example of the brutality and brazen disregard he shows for his people. And we believe that those responsible should be held to account.
The Syrian government has invited the UN chemical weapons watchdog arm to investigate a suspected poison gas attack that reportedly has killed dozens of people this past weekend near Damascus. Agents on Monday raided the office of Michael Cohen, seizing records on topics including a $130,000 payment made to actress Stormy Daniels. President Donald Trump decried the raid on Monday.
I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened.
Trump took to Twitter early on Tuesday, writing, "Attorney-client privilege is dead." Cohen's lawyer said the raid was overseen by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan and was based in part on a referral from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who was leading the Russia investigation. Newly reelected Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said Tuesday that significant changes will be made in his next government. Near-complete election results show Orban's Fidesz party winning a supermajority of 134 seats in the 199-seat National Assembly. Critics charge Orban with weakening the democratic system of checks and balances, enriching a new oligarch class of cronies with the help of funds from the European Union, and greatly concentrating power. Orban is also pursuing his stated goal of turning Hungary into an imperial state modeled after Turkey and Russia. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg heads to Congress on Tuesday and Wednesday to answer questions.